Look at this. Sign says the city's a few miles that way. We walking through or skirting around it?
Stillwater's pretty much cleared out. My partner comes through here for trading and they say it's a ghost town.
We ever gonna meet this mysterious partner of yours?
Not if I have any say.
Oh, okay. Now we have to meet him. Come on, spill. Family? Friend? Lover?
Why? You jealous, punk?
Would you like it if I was jealous?
You know what I'd like? These questions to end.
Regardless, is it worth taking the time to loot?
Probably not. If there was anything left, it's long gone or deep in a critter's belly.
Well, that's a comforting thought.
I was told there used to be a trading hub not long after the pop. Some folk bunkered down and used the river to ship supplies to the city.
Then what?
Then it came a ghost town. End of story.
Has anyone ever told you that you suck at telling stories? Come on, what happened?
I'll take a shot in the dark and say critters.
You got it. The water was teeming with them, but the town had this brilliant plan to deal with them.
We talking actual brilliant or sarcastically brilliant?
Little bit of both. From what I've been told, the bubblers' mating season is pretty often. When they come to the shores, Stillwater was essentially on lockdown until they screwed off. Then someone had this amazing discovery. Gasoline floats on water. Can you guess what they did then?
Not to shame them for their ingenuity, but that's a lot of gas to waste on bubblers.
Yep. Whole process took like 2 weeks, but it's better than losing business for 6 months.
Sounds like a pretty sweet deal. You burn the squiddies out and just keep trading. Whole town like that could grow pretty quick.
They did.
Then I assume something horrible happened and they're all dead now?
Gold star for Noodle. Fires eventually drew catchers. They shoot them down, but that draws in the lurkers, which drew the tunnelers. You see where I'm going with this.
That's a depressing story. So you're just going to waltz right into the empty town without a soul stopping us?
Not empty, but it might as well be. If anyone is left there, they probably aren't coming out. My partner never had a problem with stragglers.
So no people to worry about, which is nice. How's the critter populace, besides the bubblers?
Last I heard, the bones were picked clean for a few months, so we don't have to worry about it. Nobody there for them to snack on.
Except for these three snacks walking right into danger. You guys, you're supposed to laugh at jokes?
Come on, we're getting close to the water.
Oh my god, you really weren't joking about this place being a ghost town. I'm scared I'm gonna trip over a corpse.
Thankfully, the corpses are all gone. I think it's just bone now.
I think that's what's caught in my shoe.
Probably.
That the dock over there?
Yep. There should be a raft moored on this side that we can use to get across. After that, it's kayak our way to Vermont.
Well, most of the way to Vermont.
Let the gal be optimistic.
Yeah, let me be optimistic.
I hate that there are two of you now.
I don't know, you're always telling me how funny I am, how much you enjoy my company, that you think I'm the coolest, and...
Shush.
Finally. Thank you.
Shush. Don't stop moving. On the count of three, we're going to dive behind the silver car. Got it?
What's up?
Someone's watching us. I saw a flash in that diner up there.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Now.
If there is someone, they're not shooting.
Maybe they're waiting for a shot on us?
We were just jaywalking down the center boulevard. If they wanted to shoot us, they probably would have. Right?
Or they're just waiting till we get closer.
Ugh, that's a pleasant thought. So what do we do? Can we just go around them?
See that diner with the gross red sign?
Let me guess, the dock is past the diner?
You got it.
We could try to flank them and, you know, pew, pew, take them out. Or talk to them.
Let's aim for talk.
As much as I hate to admit it, I think I agree with Noodle.
Thank you.
How many times have you actually used that gun, Punk?
Twice?
Exactly my point. We try to go in there shooting and we lose, for sure.
We can try to wait them out?
They're in a defensible position. If they saw us, then the odds are in their favor.
So what are our options? We sneak up on them?
We can sneak up on them?
You're not very stealthy, Noodle.
Okay, fine. You can sneak up on them.
Punk, how about this? We crawl along the ground and use the cars for cover. They shouldn't be able to see us like that. We get close and figure out what their deal is.
Then what? Look, I love talking just as much as the next person. But if we don't have the odds in our favor, maybe we just go to the docks.
We'll have our backs to them. No, we need to know who they are before moving on.
We got food. We can always try to, you know, bribe them with it. Best case scenario. What about Kit?
I'll stay behind. I'll look over the cars, and if I see something I don't like, I'll yell.
You'll yell? Kind of defeats the point of sneaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'll just use my handy-dandy walkie-talkie to warn you.
All right. Point taken.
I must have dropped it back at the guitar store. Whoops.
I get it. I'll keep this attitude in mind the next time you need my help.
Look, if I see something I don't like, then all bets are off.
Then we go balls to the wall. We can leave that as a last resort, though.
All right. Punk and I sneak up, you look out and scream like a baby. That'll be the warning sign.
I don't love the characterization, but deal.
We got this, gang. Nothing like crawling on your hands and knees to make you feel alive.
Never say that again.
I heard it as soon as I said it, and I apologize.
Good luck.
Let's go.
Y'all's got this. And I'm gonna make sure you don't get shot. Okay, cool. Glint is still in the window, but it's not moving. Cool, awesome. Amazing. You're gone, and I'm talking to myself. Again.
This is exciting.
We have different ideas of what that word means.
I mean, since we met you, it's been pretty crazy. But this is some tactical shit right here.
You stick out, Punk. Don't think you're Green Beret material.
Yet.
Shush up. We're getting close.
Why are you like this? What's up, bud? Me? Look at me when I'm talking to you. Open your eyes.
They're open, man.
How do you even see like that?
No.
You smacked.
No.
Your eyes are like that when you're smacked. You know that.
I'm fine, man. What's up?
What's up?
Not much.
What have you been doing while I'm out there?
Out there? Where?
No,
I'm out here, man.
I'm out here. I'm the one scavenging.
How can you be out there if we're in here?
Are they fighting?
I think so. We could say something.
It would be rude to interrupt, but now I'm invested. Besides, how much of a threat can they be? One of them is clearly high.
This sounds really familiar.
What'd you do today?
Vibe.
Useful. What'd you do today that was useful? What are you laughing about?
How you doing?
Oh my god, can you answer the question?
Holy hell, this can't be what I think it is.
Not much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, alright, cool. So, I have to go out there, I have to scavenge to get food, to feed your fat fucking ass.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you're sitting on your ass doing nothing.
No.
Okay, can you get your hand off my leg?
It is. Come on, we're going in.
What?
What are you doing?
What's going on? Now we're being Green Beret, for sure.
That's a radio show. My father loves this one. It's the only thing we were allowed to listen to.
I'm sorry, your father?
Dad, you here? Come on.
Io? Ugh, fuck it. Kit, come on!
Dad!
What the hell, man?
I thought it was someone.
What's going on? Are you okay?
We're up here, and we're not dead.
Yeah, it's all clear.
Kit is so going to yell at you.
Yeah.
All right, gang, you're gonna have to break this one down for me. What the hell happened?
I heard a radio station I recognized.
And? Is there more to that?
I think there is. I hope there is.
I hope so too, because right now it looks like you two idiots just dove into a building to listen to some tunes.
It was actually a play over the radio. It sounded like a comedy. I'll shut up.
Anything you'd like to share with the class on why you almost got yourselves killed?
I didn't think it was dangerous because I...
Because you heard a radio, right? And you, dude, what the actual fuck?
What?
What? I get myself jumped twice, and I catch shit for it for days. Are you trying to beat my record or something?
You weren't there.
I was like 50 feet away.
No, I mean, you weren't there. She ran in, so what was I gonna do? Abandon her? What if it was dangerous?
Exactly. What if there was danger? I'm not having you get shot because you want to play gunslinger.
Stop. I was looking for someone and I thought they might have been holed up here. I was wrong, so just drop it.
So the best case scenario is it's your friend sitting in a diner just waiting for you. Just happen to be dicking around here at this exact time we're passing through. And what's the worst case scenario?
I don't know.
Morgan?
You know I hate the mom voice.
Come on.
There could have been critters or something.
Or people.
Or people, yes.
All right, I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Stop what?
You're doing the puppy dog eyes to try to make me feel bad.
Because you complain like your mom.
What was that?
Nothing, Mom.
Laugh it up while you can. You're gonna hear it again when I tell her what you did.
Ooh, can't wait.
We cool to loot this place then?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I think it's cleared out.
Cool. I'm gonna look for a sleeping bag. Scared the hell out of me.
Don't mind Kit. He's like that because he cares. Loves to baby you, but loves to yell at you more.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry we didn't find your, you know. That who you're looking for in New Hampshire? If you ever want to talk about it.
I'll be fine, punk.
All right. How's it coming over here?
Place is mostly cleared out, but it looks like someone was crashing here for a bit. Probably left in a hurry.
What makes you say that?
Why leave the radio on if you're coming back? Would just draw more critters or people, if anything.
Oh, think of the poor batteries. Not many of those left.
I know. What horror.
Hey, so, can I tell you something?
Do I have a choice?
Never have before.
Okay, shoot.
I think she was looking for her dad.
Oh. What makes you say that?
Well, she very loudly yelled, "Dad!" when she was running up the stairs, so that was a good clue. I could try to scrounge up more if you'd like, Detective.
All right, Dick. So she's looking for her dad. Okay. We're heading back to Ma's. Sometimes families get separated. It's no big deal.
I just mean you shouldn't give her so much shit. You don't know what it's like to be orphaned.
What does that mean?
You still have a parent to go back to. She might not, and it probably terrifies her. Was running in stupid? Heck yeah. But she had to know. We have no clue how long she's been looking.
Yeah, I guess. Should I say something to her?
Oh God, no. You're awful at that. Do you remember what you said to me?
I remember being very supportive.
I remember you not being able to speak and getting so anxious you gagged. Look, we don't have to say anything to her. Just, you know, be kind.
Was I too harsh?
You kind of always come off like a prick, but this time I think it was okay.
All right, just please don't scare me like that again.
No promises. Rockers gotta rock. You know how it is.
Of course. What's that over there?
What?
That shiny thing on the windowsill. Grab it for me?
It's a flask. Looks like something was carved into it. To Io. Wrap.
What do I do with it?
I don't know, Professor. Maybe give it to her?
There's something in it.
Prime time to be kind.
Crap. Hey, Iona?
Yeah?
Come in here for a sec.
What's up, Kit?
I found this in the windowsill. You think this is what you saw in the window?
Flask?
Yeah, I noticed it. Probably what caught your eye.
Yeah. I think it was. You mind if I keep this?
Of course.
Cool. I'm going to check downstairs for something.
You're fine.
Yeah. Hey, sorry if I came off like a dick. I'm glad you're both safe.
Yeah, thanks.
See, I can be nice.
It was a little painful, but not the worst you've been.
Thanks.
Hey, kiddo. If you got your hands on this, it means you caught up with your old man. Which means the worst finally happened. You had to leave the bunker. I don't want to know how long I've been gone for you to finally disobey me and make your way out here to this hell. I want you to know that I had a feeling something was going to go wrong on this run with the board. I didn't have much to trade, and you were running out, but I took that chance. Stupid as it was, kid, you needed the medicine, and I was going to go get it. I hope that's not the case. I hope I'm writing this and you'll never see it. But we both know that's not the case. I was hearing rumors that the board was getting desperate for bodies, and here I am. I don't want to imagine what it's like, but all I know is this. If they took me, then they're really fucking desperate, kid. I'm not prize, but you know what you have to do. These people are monsters. And sometimes, you have to sate the monsters to keep your family safe. If they want bodies, we give them bodies. I'm sorry, kid, but we have to play their game. You give them 2 conscripts, and you and I will walk free, medicine and all. With any luck, I'll see you soon. Love, Dad.
Retrograde is a post-apocalyptic comedy drama written by Joey Gutierrez. Follow us for all things Retrograde at wearetrograde.com or on Twitter at RetroGangPod.